Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ripper.
Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. TGIM, everyone, another broadcasting week is starting for us. And if you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's bring on our usual Monday night co-host, fresh from vacation. We have Christina joining us.
Hi, Prue. Thanks, everyone. Yes, I had a wonderful vacation. I just kind of wish it wasn't over. It was nice.
Oh, very so nice. Tell everybody where you went.
It's basically, the area is known as 30A. It's between Destin, Florida, and Panama City Beach, Florida. Just a nice little area. The beaches are just absolutely beautiful there. I know Grayton Beach, which is one of my favorite areas there. It's known as like, it's more of like the hippie area. And okay. So they're very good about, you know, preserving things. And their beach literally was on a show one time. I think it was included in one of the top 10 beaches in the world. So
okay.
the sand's white as snow and the water's just, you know, it's beautiful. So the only issue I've been going there for 30 years. And the sad thing is, of course, you know, it started out as this beautiful little seaside village to where it's just small, cute little cottages. And, of course, the wealthy get a taste of it. And, you know, they've got their money, so they think that they can own anything they want. And pretty much they're starting to take over down there. You know, the gentleman that started the village, Seaside, which I don't know if you guys are all familiar with the Truman Show. You remember the movie?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that's where it was shot, was Seaside. And
okay.
So that's how the, you know, the person that developed that area, that was his dream. That's how he wanted to keep it. So he didn't want any tall houses on the beach side blocking the view of everyone. He wanted to keep it down. I think they had a restriction at one time for like a two-story. But now, I mean, of course, they've the money down there, they've changed it to where now you're getting these four-story mansions. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're like castles that they're building on the beach. And it's really sickening because they're just right next to each other. So, and the worst part is all of those down there that are doing that, they put somebody in the government down there to push through an ordinance allowing them to purchase the beach in front of their home for $100. So basically, anybody with a home now on the beach, if they've purchased that, of course they're going to purchase it. You cannot go on their beach. So the locals that have been there forever that do not live on the beach, you know, they're just across the street, they now only have little sections of the beach that they can actually go enjoy. And I think that is just, it's maddening to me. I mean, it's just, it's never ending. Never ending. They always destroy a good thing. So I don't know. I think.
I could be completely wrong here, but I'm trying to figure out why somebody would need a four-story mansion.
Oh, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, these homes, I mean, if you pulled up 30A and looked at the homes, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But, I mean, there are so many of them. I wouldn't be surprised if that's not going to end up being one of the wealthier neighborhoods in the whole freaking country. So it just, like I said, it's sickening. Because, right, who wants that on the beach? but you know, with,
well, I'm
like
just
said,
thinking in terms of my wife and I. We have a 5-bedroom house, but my kids have moved out. So yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I work at home and I have my office, but when you have people in your 40s and 50s and the kids are grown,
yeah,
maybe you want your parents moving in. I don't know, but even if your parents are moving in, they probably don't want a 4-story house.
Well, and I mean, some of those homes down there, I can't imagine somebody renting them out. But now I will tell you, they've built a lot of them down there that are big like that, to where they rent them out. So we used to could go down there and rent like a 4-bedroom house, 4 or 5 bedrooms for probably $2,500. And this last time, and I mean, we almost couldn't even find a house to rent because they're all booked. This last time it cost us $4,000. And the house
for how
wasn't,
many days a week?
It was for a whole week.
Okay.
And it wasn't near as nice as the previous houses we've been in. So I don't know. But then again, I think people have said that, you know, the insurance and the taxes in Florida are pushing the prices up too. But I just get so disgusted when the elite and the wealthy move into places like that and just think they can take over it and have it for themselves, you know?
Well, the elites believe that Klaus Schwab is saying that 2024 will be the last election that they'll let the United States have.
Really?
They want the United States and the New World Order to be completely transformed by 2028.
Yeah, well, I got news for them. The majority of the Americans in this country are never going to let that happen.
You know what's funny is Noah Harari is now saying that the New World Order and globalists and the elites don't exist.
he's another one that I can't even hardly listen to him.
No, I understand.
His voice just makes me cringe. Oh, these people.
He's just the epitome of one of those white liberal gay kids that tells you that
yeah,
he's better than you because
yeah, exactly,
of his upbringing or whatever. Yeah, I understand.
Right.
Has nothing to do with him being gay. It's the fact that some of these people just, they feel that they feel like you're 12 steps beneath them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, dude, you came into this world just like all the rest of us. But I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was produced digitally. Who knows? But I just, I can't wait for a lot of them to be, you know, get what's coming to them. It will be a day to celebrate for sure. Cannot wait. Right. So how was your week last week?
Oh, it happened. It was there.
It was there. What was I going to? Oh, there was something else I was going to ask you. Oh, my gosh, the temperatures. Is
yeah,
it true? It's like 120 out there.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But I think they take temperatures a little differently now. I think they take them on the pavement as opposed to in the air.
Oh. Because a friend of mine, she had a freaking heat stroke out there. She lives in Vegas. And she had to have been outside because she got blisters and stuff. I don't know what she was doing. I still haven't talked to her. I just saw that she had posted it, you know, and I was like, I've got to ask her what on earth she was doing out in that heat, because she's older too. Like, you cannot be doing that. But I talked to my brother. He said it's, I think, about 108 where they are. So he said it's not too bad yet. But I hear it's coming. And I guarantee you they're causing it somehow, whatever they're doing. I wish I understood it more, but I haven't been able to keep up with Dan Wigington as much to listen to him. So I think he's been talking about how, you know, the rain and stuff in certain areas are, I think, maybe even toxic. I hope that's not the case, but I don't put anything past them at this point. They, I heard that, let's see, what was it? Biden was gonna, generators, gas generators now.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff they're looking to ban. Let me, if you didn't see a link I just posted before the show, I'll send it to you.
It's just nuts. Now, my stupid computer is being, so slow again. It's driving me crazy. These freaking updates.
Okay. So, Karine Jean-Pierre confirms that Brandon is looking to ban water heaters, air conditioners, gas stoves, dishwashers, furnaces, and other appliances by the year 2029.
Oh, my gosh.
In order to stop climate change.
That's so stupid.
And you realize that we can't have gas generators because then that means that if our electric is shut off because we don't have carbon credits, then we don't have an alternate.
Yeah. Oh, like I said, 2024 can't get here fast enough.
Yeah, but how many people will still vote for Brandon knowing that all this can happen?
Yeah, or they're going to put Newsom in there.
Or Michael Robinson Obama, since he isn't a very nice lady.
Speaking of Obama, he's catching a lot of flack. Did you hear where he was defending the banned books?
Yeah, I don't know if many Barry Satoru fans even heard about that story, though.
Oh, man, I was listening to Josh Phillips. He was talking about it, and he said, nobody's freaking talking about it on the news because it's too disgusting to talk about. He said, you know, I'm a researcher, so he said, I went and got the book. And he said, there were things in there that were so disgusting. He said, I can't even imagine. And he talked about some of the things that were in there. And I mean, Proof, this is just, it's ridiculous. There's things in there that I've not even heard of. You know, and he was going about them, and there's incest in there. You know, he said it is just pure, like, pornography. He said there's, like, rape in there. You know, there's to where children are being abused by, like, their parents. Basically, he said they're promoting that if someone's done a certain act, that is normal.
What gets me, is the fact that these people are just saying, yeah, look, DeSantis or Trump or whomever, they want to ban books. But they don't even say what books they are. Because if they said what books they are, then you'd be like, well, of course, we don't want to teach kids how to rape each other.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it just... it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not like we're saying that Jennifer and Rita Diaz are a gay couple and they don't just let it go that they live a normal life. They have to get into detail about how graphic their evenings are and all this other stuff. It's like you could do better. It's not even the fact that they're promoting the gay lifestyle. I don't even care about that. It's the fact that they have to get graphic into what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, if it was just a simple book, look at married couple Jennifer and Rita Diaz. They're enjoying the zoo together. They go to a baseball game. This is where they go to the park. They have three cats. And you don't push the sexual agenda. I don't have a problem with that personally. But when you take it
right.
and turn it into an X-rated visual, that's a must-read by five-year-olds, that's when there's a big difference.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
They can't just promote the gay lifestyle and just let it go. They can't just make it normal. They have to make it this whole extra thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just proof that the devil's in the details of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would they be trying to teach? Why else would they be trying to groom your children and teach them this stuff?
Yeah, and then you get these ultra-white liberals that are telling you how racist and homophobic you are because you won't transition your three-year-old to the opposite gender of what they are.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's a badge of honor when you have three kids and you changed all three of them. I don't think all three of them by the age of five knew exactly what they were.
Right.
But it's trendy and it's liberal. So I guess because it's liberal, you got to do it.
I suppose. I do think more and more people are waking up, though.
Well, if they don't, they're not going to have an air conditioner or a water heater.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I need to figure out how to get this to get shared out because nobody shares this stuff out. But if we can get a story like this, then I'll share it again on my page. Let me just have a second here.
I'm trying to get on my computer still. I still haven't been able to open. Facebook is churning. So frustrating. Okay, computer.
All right. So, but nobody's going to share this. I'll even tell people this is a second time. Well, I probably had zero of people share it the first time I shared it today. I'll look.
Let me.
Yep, not even one person looked at it.
Well, hopefully they're not censoring you.
No, they're not.
Okay. Did you?
No,
put it
I
on,
just had a I just had a big thing where.
Which page did you put it on your page?
I put it on my page and the Freedomizer page.
Okay.
And that's the thing. We have to get active with sharing what this is. And I don't care about offending liberals. But they have no problem offending us. I'm nobody
okay.
special.
Got,
I just
it.
Feel that I want my air conditioner. People that live
yeah.
in Las Vegas and Phoenix and other hot cities in Texas, we want our stuff. Maybe you out there in San Francisco don't need an air conditioner or a furnace. Maybe people in New York City don't want to heat up. Maybe they want cold showers in February when it's minus five out. But don't force me to do that.
Yeah, no joke. Let's let Biden set an example. All this stuff that he and his administration wants to do, let's have Biden.
Take it out of the White House. I know. Let him take his cold showers.
Let's have them all live this way and see how they, you know, let them show everybody how to do it. So it's not. Yeah. Jean-Pierre, I'm surprised she's still up there. I was listening to Senator Kennedy again. I love him. He's so funny. I mean, the thing they're doing to Clarence Thomas It is ridiculous. Did you hear what they called him?
Go ahead.
It was a racist statement. Let's see, what words did they use exactly? I don't want to flub it up. Oh, something about calling him some kind of slave.
Hmm.
And compared him in the movie. I can't even think of the movie now. I'm going to have to go back and find it again. Okay, computer, can you please work for me? I should have stayed at work and used the computer there. For some reason, it works so much better than mine.
Hmm.
Okay, come on. The only thing I can figure out is because I turned off my updates on my work computer. And my home computer, just my laptop constantly updating. Okay, come on. Let me see it. Let me see if there's a transcript. I don't know. Gosh, I wish I could. I'm going to have to see. Let me Google that. What did they? Did they call? Anyway, he's trying to get an amendment passed to condemn it. And, I mean, I don't blame him. It was pretty bad. About, what did they call it? Let's see. There it is. Okay. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison last week compared Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to a house slave played by Samuel L. Jackson in the 2012 Django Unchained.
Who said that exactly?
Attorney.
Oh, Keith Ellison.
Keith
yeah,
Ellison.
The guy that beat
yeah.
up his wife and people still voted him
yeah.
in. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no court. Yeah. He beat up his wife during an election, and then they
wow.
called his wife crazy for admitting it, and the police did nothing because he was like a senator at the time or something. I don't remember exactly.
Golly. That's unbelievable. I mean, they elected him in after they knew he beat his wife. Good grief.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, I got that post. I finally am in Facebook. Okay. Got all that. Well, let me get on. Oh, freedomizer. Okay. All right. Oh, I was listening to Dr. McCullough. They were having it was a big discussion, and I think it was mainly about the Canadians, but they were talking, and did you know that 1,223 people died within the first 90 days of the Pfizer trial?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that many people died, and obviously they, you know, kept it concealed. They didn't even tell anybody. It's unbelievable. Oh, and the Sound of Freedom broke $100 million.
Right, yes.
Gee. But I saw something a little disturbing, and I don't know what to think about it. Because, I mean, it's not okay. But supposedly, they're saying the gentleman, the real person behind it, that actually did the rescuing of the children, not the actor, but the real guy, they're saying that he was promoting having your children chipped.
Well, yeah, that's all part of it, because they need to find an excuse and a reason for everybody to want to get microchipped.
Aye, aye, aye. When I heard that, I was like, oh, no. Always a catch. It seems like always. So, yeah, your wife made it back home, right?
Yeah.
And your blood sugar was good, right?
Oh, you saw my post?
So, yeah. So that was awesome. I mean, that was great.
Yeah, so, my blood sugar went from 13.8 down to 6.1.
I mean, that's fantastic.
I mean, it's squarely in the middle, exactly, of pre-diabetic, but at least I could say I'm not diabetic.
Well, it's a heck of a lot better than it was. I mean, good
and,
grief.
And as everybody knows that has heard me, not one metformin, not one insulin, just berberin and diet and a ton of different vitamins.
That is fantastic.
I feel confident that I can get this under 5.7 the next time that I get my blood sugar checked.
Your doctor's gonna, I wonder how they're gonna, do you even go to the, well, yeah, you have to, I guess you go to the doctor to get that checked, but.
No, one of those home test kits.
Oh, okay. Because I started to say, if not, your doctor's going to be like, what are you doing? So.
Yeah, get back in here and get that metformin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're going to put Greta Thunberg on me. How dare you?
That was always, she always seemed way overboard to me. I was like, I just could never get with that one. I was like, there's just something so weird about this. Let's see, what else is there? Oh, that Rick Rule, he's on Liberty and Finance, which is just, you know, a channel on YouTube. And it's very interesting to listen to him because he gave a spin on the BRICS thing. That actually, throws some real, what do I want to call it? It just helps you to understand that we don't necessarily have to be freaking out about it, because he was saying that, you know, supposedly this currency is going to be gold-backed. So he said,
yeah.
So what, is Russia and China going to back this currency with gold? They said, there is no way that if all these countries do that, he said, there's no way that they're going to have enough gold to cover all the money. He said,
well,
and he said,
I have some thoughts on that, but we have a caller that I want to go ahead and take.
Oh, okay, sure.
So I know who this is. It's been many years.
No.
Red Pill Show.
Who is it?
Welcome in, sir.
Yeah. Oh, because my name's coming up. That's why. Hey, Proof, how are you?
Hey, it's been a long time.
Many years. I was just explaining that to my wonderful co-host, KK girlfriend, the whole history of Freedom Riser Radio and you and me and all the other cast of characters.
I'm still around. I'm not going anywhere.
I know, and I see that. It's really been since 2010.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Well, I did the Proof Negative show by myself in 2008, so I was a year and a half by myself.
Okay.
About almost 2 years. I started in March 2008.
Yeah, I can't believe your kids moved out. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're grown. They're out of the house.
My God.
Yeah, so this cat here, Christina, has actually been to the Proof compound a couple times.
Oh, great.
Awesome. Are you still in the same house or no?
Yeah, okay. There's no sense in moving. I'm going to get a smaller house for more money. Why am I going to do that?
Yeah, I heard the whole four-story story, whatever, and her being in Florida and that. So, and KK's right here, too, so you want to say.
Hello, well, she lives in St. Louis, in the St. Louis suburb. She was just on vacation.
Yeah, I heard all that, and I was listening. Okay. I'm like, just like, and then I go, hey, do you want to call in and say hey? And I wanted to surprise you, but I couldn't call you without logging in. I'm surprised I could get into my account. I haven't been in here in years.
Well, hey, just the name itself surprises me, so thank you. What were you thinking about?
I just to say hi and just, you know, all the normalcy that's going on in the world, and I'm glad everything's fixed. So.
Yeah.
Which sarcasm there, it's more fucked, sorry, it's more screwed up than it's ever been. But, you know, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back and this and that and everything else, but we were way, way ahead of our time when all this stuff happened, and all the stuff that's happening, which was predicted or foreseen by you and former hosts on here and me, it's just very scary. And I wanted to bring this up to you. When's the last time you had Reverend Lindsey Williams on?
I met him. We actually had lunch together at an IHOP of all places down in Scottsdale.
Oh, okay. Because
he retired when he was 81. He said he stopped doing radio because he's just old.
I got it. I understand that. Aren't we all getting there? I just can't believe how time's flying. Your kids moved out. How old were they? They were like 13 or 14, if I remember right.
Well, they're 21 and 19, but they haven't been here in a few years. They stayed with their mom, and then they have their own place now.
That's amazing. So they were probably younger than that. That's a while ago since I came out and met you and your kids. Long time. It had to be at least 10 years ago, don't you think?
Yeah. I think so. I don't remember anymore.
I know. I can't remember either. But I brought up Reverend Lindsey Williams because I don't know if you remember an episode that he said, because he knew an elite person that was on their deathbed, so they shared all this information with him. In one episode on your show, the Reverend said that things are going to be expensive and nobody's going to be able to afford them.
I remember that.
Do you remember that? And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, how in the hell is that going to happen? You know, and here it is. It's happening.
Well, in a sense, it's right. But then if you go to the bigger cities, they just allow theft.
That's true.
But if you look at San Francisco, you can't buy a candy bar without it being locked.
That's scary.
Yeah.
You have expensive malls that are just dead empty now because the stores complained because the corporations refused to have security in the stores and said that if you complain about theft, that's you being racist, and they fire people for complaining about shoplifting. And then the stores are like, well, we'll just move out. And then the mall's like, well, why am I going to be here? Take the keys. I don't want to run this. And so you have these lavish, expensive malls that are empty because it's more important to be woke than to make money.
Well, apparently, and I was told by somebody that, and it's obvious, it's not really hard to tell this, but malls are dinosaurs and they are going to be extinct here pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, that's true, and I wish it wasn't like that. I'm not opposed to going to a mall, but it's like the malls don't even want customers in the building.
Well, yeah, and there's the customers and security. I mean, security's not the friendliest to the kids. And when I was a teenager, that's where we all hung out. That way back when, I don't know about you, but that was a great place to hang out when you were a kid.
Oh, I spent a lot of time in arcades.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Yeah, and they're chasing the kids out, and they won't even let. This is what I've heard, and they won't even let people, especially the kids or teenagers, use the bathroom. They're like, no, you can't use the bathroom. It's like it's a public bathroom.
Oh.
Like, well, you can't use it. So they're kind of. they're kind of setting their own demise in more ways than one, like you were talking about. And then with security, just treating everybody like, you know, they're prisoners or Nazi Gestapo, and they're just not letting you use their facilities.
Well, see, the way it works, I guess, is that the mall does not care if there's people in it or not. They as long as the tenants are paying their rent, they don't care if no customers come in.
Well,
they figure it's not the mall's responsibility that Abercrombie and Fitch and Macy's and all them, you should be bringing in your own customers. Don't use us. So they like the stores that have private entrances and the people don't even go into the mall. Those are the best tenants because they could just go to one store and leave.
Huh.
Oh, I hate it being like that, but that's how they think. The mall's opus, if you will, is to make sure those buildings get rented, but they don't care if people are there or not. They look at the people as cockroaches, if you will.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Mall doesn't make money off the customers. They make money off the tenants.
Yeah, but without customers or tenants. So, I mean.
Yeah, but that's how they think, though. So.
Yeah, well, it's not right. So.
No.
So they enjoyed COVID then, I guess, for being locked down for 2 years, right?
The tenants still had to pay their rent.
Well, I know, but how can you?
No, I get that. They don't care.
Yeah, right. Well, don't care when their building's deserted and boarded up and then nobody's in it. So, but, you know. It's just the malls are dying. They've been dying for a long time, and with Amazon, and then I'm being told that all the inner cities are going to get built up for whatever reasons, and like what, the 15-minute city or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how they're trying to get everybody into the urban areas and develop that, and you're trapped.
So, are you in Florida these days?
No, I'm back in Colorado. I don't even know if you knew. I was here one time.
You were in like Loveland or something at one point,
yeah, correct.
I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wow. You had a great memory. Yeah, and then
remember,
COVID
I don't have a cell phone. I'm forced to rely on memory.
Yeah, no. You know what? I'm going to tell a story really quick. This happened. I didn't tell you this morning. So how we're all dependent on our cell phones, and thank God you don't have one. You're going to have to tell me how you do that. And then here's a lot of stuff in one thing here. But Kristen and I went and saw Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, and that movie is about AI, which is fascinating. And I say that because of the digital world, because it's a movie, but it makes sense. AI cannot get into analog gizmos because it's not digital. So you're on the right track with getting rid of your cell phone, at least, and I know you've done that for years. But the story I want to share with you is this morning. So I'm using my cell phone for GPS, and it tells me to turn right. So I turn right. I'm not really paying too much attention until cars are coming at me head on.
Oh, my Lord.
And I'm like, what the, whatever. I know this is a PG show. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I turned right on the wrong way direction on a one-way street. And by the time I figured out what was going on, I got out of the way. So I'm starting to think that I want to go to old-fashioned way in maps and street guides to find, my direction, because it doesn't do my mental capacity any good with the gizmo telling me where to turn or not turn, especially when I'm coming on the head-on traffic, because it told me to turn the wrong direction.
No,
I
get it.
The satellite can be off. It can absolutely be off. I've had it do that to me before.
Yeah, and I've heard stories where at least the Apple version, people were driving off bridges and cliffs or something because it was wrong. And it's like, you know, we can't do anything bad, and if we do, we get slammed with it. But, you can, nothing against electric car makers, but, people have died in those in the self-driving mode, allegedly, and this and that, and this thing can tell you to go wrong direction in oncoming traffic and nothing happens to them. But something would happen to me if I got in an accident and, killed somebody and got charged with involuntary manslaughter, all because a stupid gizmo tells me to go a different direction, and all I'm doing is listening to it. So, but that's a good segue into this movie, Proof, because I haven't talked to you in a long time, and I'm pretty sure I know what you think about AI. But with the cloud and AI and all this stuff coming, and it's ultimately going to be our demise. There's an author that wrote a book, and Val Villano scared the shit out of her. It was called AI, Our Final Invention, and I still have not gotten through that book. And I just think it will be our final demise because, you know, you're going to piss it off. And then, like KK has said, it's being programmed or influenced by humans. And, of course, we're just perfect beings and help people when we have to, and there's no starving
people.
Personally,
I think AI is the beast that we know about in the Book of Revelation.
Oh, do you? That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Huh.
Well, remember, okay. There's really no emotion out of it. It's just it's built to think that it's better than God by design.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, we're essentially creating a God that's not going to have any mercy once it gets pissed at us. But that's interesting. I'll have to poke in the Bible and have that perspective of it. I thought they were talking about the devil, but maybe it's one and the same.
Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on that, but I strongly believe that AI, it's one thing to have internet and little things here and there that can enhance us, but to say that we don't need humans because we have AI, that's not going to work for us.
Yeah, and look at, like here in Denver, there's a fast food restaurant I'm not going to name, and it's nothing but robots running the store and making the food.
Oh, I know. Yeah, please share the name so we know.
Yeah, McDonald's is one.
Okay. Yeah.
And see, my argument is this. Okay, so if you're going to put people out of work that your employees and buy your food or your product or service, like building cars or whatever, flipping burgers, well, robots don't need a car. They don't need to eat. So if you're putting people out of work that are your customers, who in the hell is going to buy your product or service?
Right, yeah, because you don't need – I mean, you may or may not need one person to clean up and just do minor things in case a robot's not working or something, but you just need one person in the building.
Yeah, compared to what? Usually 20 to 30 on a staff minimum?
Yeah, maybe, depending on the size of the location, but yeah.
Yeah, and different shifts and jobs or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, conservatively 20 for sure. So you're going to put 19 people out of work and want to retain their job to take care of robots?
Say they figure they don't have to pay insurance.
Yeah, or anything. But again, if they're sitting at home on their ass or collecting the unemployment check or what, the universal UBI or whatever, what is that, the income?
Yeah.
I mean, how are you creating that money? Besides, of course, we know how they're creating it, but how are you earning that money and your money doesn't have any value because they're just handing it out to you?
But here's the thing. When they issue universal basic income, there's no reason to keep humans around because every country will look at it like, damn it, it's that time of the month. We got to pay our fools again. If we can just get rid of a few million people, we could save some good money.
So it's all about the money.
Could be. Because why would they want to pay 330 million people to sit at home when if there's only 100 million, then they save that. If they could reduce the population by two-thirds, then their universal basic income they have to spend on us is reduced by two-thirds.
Well, I just love how we're a liability, and at one time we're an asset, and we bought everything they told us to buy and burn fossil fuels and drive a car to get to 8 miles to the gallon back in the 70s and 80s. And now for some reason, that's all our fault, and we got to pay the price for it, which also seems like extermination.
Well, some people are saying finally now, They're talking about how we need to get rid of carbon, but when you ask people what the carbon is, they'll tell you it's you.
That's right. Yep.
Just like Kamala Harris said last week, if we can get rid of fossil fuels and reduce population, then we'll have clean water and clean air.
That's the dumbest. Oh my God.
Yeah, but how many people still yeah. vote Democrat though?
Can we start with her?
We could start with the crack smoker in chief, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you still doing your show or are you retired now?
No, okay. I've been on and off with it throughout the years, but KK and I are doing it on all the available channels or platforms or whatever you want to call it. So it's essentially Podbean and Spreaker, but then, of course, you connect your accounts to all the Spotify. And.
So you're not on that other network anymore then?
Well, no, because it's turned into the Weather Channel. So I don't know what's going on over there. It's not.
Because I've been wanting to talk about that for years.
Yeah. Well, no. And it's been on and off anyway. I mean, I've been fired two or three times anyway, which, you know, was short-lived. And it shouldn't be surprising. But
well, I'm not gonna go all the inside baseball, but Christina, I don't mind sharing just the cliff notes because I don't want to start drama. We had a situation back in 2018 or 2019, actually. I forget what year it was. It was 2019. So we had an annual meeting for Barefoot is Legal, and there was one group of people that wanted to take over what I have for the nonprofit and fire me. And then you have people that wanted to take over Freedomizer Radio. And it seemed like out of those groups, there was one person on the BIL side and one person that was our webmaster for both of our sites. And they shared naked pictures of each other. And then eventually, well, one guy ran a nudist site that I didn't even know about. And then when they both decided, I don't know who decided, but one of them didn't want to date the other. And so one group grabbed their people and said, if you don't take my side, we're leaving. And the other group said, if you don't take my side, we're leaving. So I basically said, whoever needs to leave, leave. And so most of our staff on both sides just straight left.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, so your webmaster on the other site told our host that Freedomizer Radio is closing at the end of the month. And if you want to keep your show, you'll go with me. Proof is just too embarrassed to tell everybody that his network is closing.
Wow. So you
well, you've been with me a long time. You've seen hosts that grab five or six people and they'll start their own thing.
Yeah, you've had
and
people.
And this was just par for the course.
Yeah. Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, all because I didn't fire people for having a relationship that I didn't know nothing about. And I don't take sides. If you need to leave, you leave.
Right. Yeah, you're very fair. You're very fair and outside looking in on it in your management.
Integrity is a rare breed these days.
Huh.
It really is.
For the most part, Christina and Red Pill knows that you could basically set your watch to me. You know exactly what you're getting, and you don't have to worry about what kind of mood I'm in, if I'm drinking or on drugs or if I'm going to be an ass today for some reason. You know exactly what you're getting.
Which makes it fun. That makes it fun, by the way. But yeah, you're real and you're forward, and what you see is what you get. You've always been that way.
Yeah, and it just it's like somebody didn't show up for their show for 3 weeks, so I call them and ask them, are you still with us? And fuck you, Proof. Don't ever talk to me again. You should have just told me. I'm like, tell you what?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want me to tell you? And I have to go find out that what was I supposed to tell you? I don't even know. But obviously I'm still on air.
Yeah, right. And that should say something.
Jeez.
Wow.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
So is it fair to say by your definition or description of what happened that you had a mutiny going on?
Yeah, so the goal was one group of people wanted Freedomizer and the other group wanted the BIL, and I was supposed to have nothing. So they were like divvying assets before. They were trying to divvy up assets while I'm still here.
Yeah, but I remember years ago something similar like that happened too, or am I wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's not the first time then.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of them claimed I stole their copyright. So I had to go to the FBI twice.
Whoa.
Because they hacked my website and they were doing all kinds of shady stuff with all of my internet dealings. So I had to go to the local FBI and yeah, that was an issue.
I bet it was.
Sounds like our DOJ.
Huh. Well, just change your name to Hunter and they'll leave you alone.
Exactly.
As a joke.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know. Jeez. Huh. Well, here you still are and you still have both of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I still run stuff. And I'm not here to be hater or anything. If somebody needs to leave, they leave. I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you telling me that.
Then I have no reason to lie to anybody.
Right. No, you're not a liar. There's no way. You've never, ever even questioned that. You're straight up honest guy. But
no, I realize that some people might not know me out there, but you don't make it 15 years doing a radio show by lying to people.
No, and I've known you since, I think, 29 or 2010.
Yeah.
2009, I think, if I'm recalling it right. But definitely by 2010, because I was a listener and a smartass in the chat room and then called in and was even more of a smartass. And then you offered me a show. So it's like, okay, and the rest is history. And I was telling KK all the talent with not naming them that's been through this network.
Yeah, there was an Alex Jones contest where he recruited two people to work for him as hosts, and both of them came from Freedomizer and the won $10,000.
That's awesome. Huh. That's very impressive.
So, yeah, we had a lot of talent back then, and it just seems like we just have the remnants left, but we're going to build this back up. I'm confident. We just have to get some of the right people, and I still have plans.
Well, it sounds like you're in a rebuilding. But I don't know when the last time we spoke, but I mean, I got out of doing this for a while, and I went through a bad divorce, and I lost my business, and had to relocate. So I went to Colorado, and then I've been planning on and off getting in and out of this because I love doing it, you know, and then. I met KK, back in January, mm-hmm. and then you're being really quiet.
I am. I'm listening away over here.
You're listening? I met her through common friends back in January, and then we just hit it off and connected. And then she, you know, I don't go around saying I do a podcast, and I don't even know how it turned out other than
I don't remember. I think you must have mentioned it. In one of our conversations, just by the way type of thing.
And then no, because I think you and Dana wanted to do one, and I said, I do one.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, and I go, I've been doing one for, I don't know, for 15 years.
Yeah, so we wanted to pick your brains.
Yeah, so then, of course, and then she listened to the show, and then she loved it, and then now we're roommates and, you know, serious relationship and all that stuff. And she wanted to do the show and be my co-host, and I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, and I think we got last night we did our fourth episode?
Yeah, last night was four.
Yeah, so we're just having a great old time. It's really nice to have somebody to do it with, especially on the level that we're at, because, you know, I've gone through my co-hosts too, and or people move on or whatever. It just doesn't seem like it has that much longevity in it, let alone having your own show, depending on what's going on. But, yeah, I'm going to do this for a very long time. And the whole point of that rant was... that I'm rebuilding my life too. I mean, I was literally destroyed. So, and I'm finding out.
I went through a divorce. I remember.
Yeah. So, and I'm finding out what I don't want to find out, things that people did and didn't do and said and all that. It's kind of like, you know, it was 7.5 years ago. I just want to leave it in the past and just live your life. Leave me alone. And I just want peace and happiness. That's it. And
right.
That's what we're obtaining here. But,
exactly.
But
so, Christina, I just want to share that this gentleman, Red Pill, was nice enough that when I first started doing my show here, he was such a big fan that he mailed me a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did. Can you mail it back? Because I'm hungry. No. I missed that.
Just a heads up here. We have Giordano's Pizza out here, and we go to Phoenix sometimes, and they have Lou Malnati's in Phoenix now.
That's awesome.
Honestly, I've never heard of that.
Oh, well, get on the internet and type Lou Malnati's and get yourself the delivery of pizza for, God, I don't know how much now, but it's definitely worth every penny.
How have we not done that yet?
Well, because I don't want to get in the habit of doing it and paying $50 for a freaking pizza every time. That's why. Although I would love it. It's kind of expensive. But they do have them frozen. They have Gino's East frozen pizzas here at Safeway.
And Home Run In.
And Home Run In, yeah.
Oh. That's
Chicago-based, too. That's good. It's like all natural ingredients. They're good. But nothing beats a Lou Malnati's pizza, especially at the restaurant.
So, Red Pill, you still have my home number?
No, I do not.
All right. I'm going to take another caller. I'm going to give you my number off air real quick.
Sure.
Because I trust that. Vito, I'm going to grab you. You're next.
Vito from Chicago?
What's up?
No, Vito from a truck.
From New York.
Oh, New York.
New York, yeah.
My bad. Should have been New York.
So Vito's been calling me for a couple of years, Red Pill. Vito, okay. This gentleman, Red Pill, is one of my OGs on Freedomizer. He's known me about 15 years.
Yes.
What's up there, Red Pill? How are you?
I'm great. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Vito.
Here,
I want to go off air for a minute. I want to make sure he has my phone number. So, Vito, can you hang out with Christina for a quick second?
Absolutely. But,
all right.
You know, Proof was talking earlier about the population stuff, and Kamala Harris did say that they want to, you know, create a better climate and, you know, by reducing carbon emissions and population.
Yeah. And talk about genocide and population. I heard it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that, you know, they're thinking, what they have in the plans, in the works for us, but I will say this, if you got that vaccine, you may have problems down the line. And I keep saying
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, keep telling
people, agree.
You know.
Yeah, I think they're manipulating the weather right now too. I think
there's no doubt on that. I think that they finally admitted to that a while back.
Yeah.
That you know, that they can't control the weather, if I'm not mistaken. I think I heard somebody say that.
Oh, absolutely. So. It's just, and you know, because we know the real scientists, I know Greg Braden, he went into detail about how they studied the ice. Like these long tubes of ice.
Right.
And so he was saying that they know for a fact that when carbon is high, that things grow. So basically, it's food for the plant. He said, we have proof of it. He said, every time when you look through all the different time periods, he said those with the most growth was when the carbon was extremely high. So, you know, so all this stuff is just, I mean, it's just a joke. It's just manipulation. It's lie after lie. I mean, it never ends. It never ends.
I was watching something the other day, and they were discussing carbon and how we need carbon, and they're doing everything they can to reduce carbon, which would kill us. Well, it would not kill us, but it would make things very difficult for us.
Yes, it causes drought. I mean, he said they have proof of it. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I just, you know, we were talking about something else, about all this AI stuff and like the McDonald's, you know, going to just having like one person there and having everything done by robots. And I, you know, but we still have to go back a step before that. And we have to realize it's like, okay, but in order for that to take place, there's a human that actually made the choice to actually allow that in and put that in place.
Yeah, so absolutely.
You know, so they're the ones to blame. It's like, I just, and people are going to have to stop supporting this stuff. I've always said, you know, your choices with your pocketbook are so important.
Yeah, but they don't care because they want to be morally superior.
Yeah.
And say, you know, we have to do this and we have to do that for the environment and whatnot. And, you know, American Airlines now, their customer service department, they're saying is now all AI.
Oh, geez.
You know, how soon before the planes are flying themselves? The planes pretty much do fly themselves.
Yeah.
I know from the 777s, I remember a pilot telling me that all they have to do is point, input coordinates where they're taking off from. They'll know exactly what runway they're leaving. And enter the coordinates of where they're landing, and it knows exactly the runway they're landing on, and all that is just to make sure everything is all right.
Wow, yeah, that's a. I mean, I guess it's okay as long as the pilot's still alert, and I don't know. I will never trust those self-driving cars.
Nah.
I just can't do it. I can't even back up.
No.
It drives me crazy to use them. Those new cameras to back up. I'm like, no, I
right.
can use my mirror and turn my head.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I just don't trust all this stuff.
You know,
so I don't know. But
it's very precarious times we're in, and I really do believe they. I mean, you got that guy Klaus Schwab saying that there's going to be another pandemic coming. How this guy knows this, I have no idea.
Yeah,
right? I would like to know how he knows
it. Yeah. Because they plan it all.
You know,
I mean, it's so obvious, but you know, the good thing about all this is I'm always grateful that like you and me and all of us here, thank God, you know, we're where we are, that we're conscious and that, you know, we don't buy into all this BS. I mean, I'm so grateful. So we just, you know, we just got to keep that mindset and just keep pushing and, I mean, they're not going to win. You know, we've got some more battling coming up, but they're not going to win. No way. So it's all, you know, you can't win without a heart. So I don't believe you can. And I don't believe, I mean, I think the AI, it's going to be able to do a lot of things. But I'm not afraid of it to where I believe that it can destroy me. I believe that it can only destroy those who actually participate with it. So, you know, I'm not going to touch it. I mean, I won't go on to any of this stuff and even, you know, I've seen a lot of people that put up their AI, like, you know, what they look like, and I'm like, nope, I'm not even touching it. Not even going there, not at all. So how's New York? Vito, are you still there? Hello? Okay. Is anybody here? Okay, everyone. It looks like I'm on the radio all by myself right now. Vito? Prove. Okay. Yep, absolutely. Yes, I need to find something to discuss. So, All right, guys, if you're listening out there, let's all try our best to start living to where we leave very small footprints so that, you know, Mother Earth is going to be there for our kids, our grandkids, but more importantly, we've got to really be careful with who we support. And, you know, right now, be really smart with your choices about shopping, where you shop. You've got to support the right people, support local. I mean, I wish somehow that we could just, you know, they're talking about how that small farms are harming the environment, which is such a bold-faced lie. So we have to pushing this. I mean, somehow all I said every community needs to have a huge vertical greenhouse. They need to have big community gardens. They need to start setting up grants or whatever to help people farm. We need more farms. I mean, that's the answer. We've got to go back to small town America. That is what built this country, and that is what will save this country. We have to go back and build small town America. It makes me so sad whenever I drove to Florida. It was about a 10-hour trip. And so, you know, you're going through all these small towns, and I love cute little towns, but it breaks my heart when you go through some of these small towns and they're just, you know, all the businesses, they've gone out of business. The buildings are boarded up. There's just nothing there. The homes are run down. You know, you can tell that they've been hit really hard and that there's not a lot of, you know, success there anymore. And we've just got to stop that. We've got to go back to small town America.
I'm back.
Oh.
Hey, sorry. I needed a couple minutes out of the room.
Oh, proof. I lost Vito, too. I don't know where he was.
I saw.
I'm back.
No, I'll be honest. I needed a quick restroom break before I came back on.
Okay. All right. And Vito's back, too. I had just asked him. I was like, Vito, how's New York? And he didn't answer, so I knew he was gone.
Yeah. I drive around New York, and there's a lot of, I mean, all I'm seeing is cornfields. That's it, as far as you could see, everywhere you go.
Ugh.
But at the same time, I'm also seeing a lot of abandoned farms.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I mean, houses that are just crumbled up are on the property. It's very sad.
It is.
I'm up in Johnstown, New York, and it's very rural up here.
So I was going to tell Christina that Vito can back me up on this. When you get into Suffolk County and Long Island, that's like being in Connecticut or Pennsylvania. There's
pretty
a lot
much.
Of farms, and it looks normal.
And you're staying on Long Island?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, years ago when my kids were still in school, I was trying to get healthier school lunches at their school. And, oh, what a battle. But there was a school, and I believe they were in Long Island. I used them as an example to where they were teaching kids to grow the food. You know, they would actually utilize it, and then they had it set up to where they would throw their scraps in a certain container, and they were cooking them, I mean, organic, delicious, healthy meals. And I'm pretty sure it was on Long Island. It's been so long, I have no idea what the name was, but it's just sad. I mean, what we do to our kids, first of all, the schools right now are the worst place, seems like, to send them, and then they feed them. Oh, such bad food.
Yeah, I mean, and plus all the corn that I've seen grown out here in New York, they're saying it's feeder corn for the cows.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Not for human consumption.
I didn't realize that there was actual corn like that, that they didn't have for human consumption. That was for animals.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, if the corn is not for human consumption and the cows eat it, then shouldn't the cows be not for human consumption?
Exactly. Yeah, I remember years ago when they first started coming out with the, genetically modified corn, they had a couple incidents to where literally some of the corn that was made that was not for human consumption got mixed in with for human consumption, and a lot of people got sick. But most people just, they have no clue about this stuff. That's the problem. But yeah, I still go back though. I was just, honestly on that long trip, and I grew up in a small town. I grew up in a town of 1,500 people, and I loved it. I mean, I loved it. You knew everybody, it was a safe little town, and now, it's one of those that's kind of gone downhill, and I just hate it. This country is built on small towns, and we've got to get back to that. We've got to start promoting
small farms. They're forcing everyone into the big towns. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like V had said that they're pushing everything to 15 minutes away. All you need is 15 minutes away. That's all you're going to need. Everything you need is 15 minutes away.
And do you guys see, around St. Louis, out west, like Chesterfield and a couple other places, they're building these massive, apartment buildings. And I'm like, where on earth are all these people coming from? I mean, who are they building for?
We have millions and millions of illegals here. Who do you think they're building for?
Oh.
On top of what's here now.
And Proof, were you the one?
And I still have my conspiracy, theory about the illegals coming here, because I really do think that there's going to be an incident where some illegal gets killed, and that's going to set off another storm like BLM. And people are just going to start rioting again. That's what I believe. I could be wrong, but I think that's their intended plan. That's what they're hoping for. I mean, New York City now, a lot of blacks out here are taking some serious offense that the government is not treating the homeless, who most of them are minorities, and they're catering to the illegals, giving them an apartment. Giving them phones, medical, this, that. And what about us, they're saying now? And I said this to blacks. You had nothing to these politicians anymore.
Yep.
They suckered you.
Yep. Everybody thinks Biden isn't a racist. What do they think this is? There's proof of it right there.
They suckered you guys, man.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna hold. You're gonna stand there with your thumb up your ass because you think that you believe that they were supposed to help us, and like I tell people, never trust the government ever.
No. not ever. That's for sure. I mean, you got to be careful with anybody that likes power. So.
Don't ever trust them.
No. Very true.
Did I talk to you last week? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just told Christina, because she was out last week, about my A1C check. I didn't even think I'd get down to 6-1 so fast.
There you go.
That's
good.
Yeah, it is.
I remember Christina, when I got sick, Christina literally was just starting out with Freedomizer, and she was probably thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do with this guy because he's not reliable.
No, I didn't think that. Not at all. everybody goes through their, you know, everybody has trials, so including me. So yeah. It happened. Let me tell you, I've about given up on just even about men. I said I'm man shy right now. I just it's so hard. It's so hard to find. I don't know. The majority of men, it seems like, well, most of them that I meet, and I've only, you know, I was married, I got divorced, and I met someone else, and now that, you know, I find out he expects me to be okay with him, like, going and having dinner with other women and hiking with women I don't know, and I'm thinking, what? I'm like, no, I'm sorry. There's boundaries, and that's, am I wrong? Is that a little weird?
No.
I mean, it just, you know, and I don't know if I should talk about stuff like that on the show, but I just, you know, it's a little place we used to always go to, and one of my favorite little places to go get breakfast, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm working my business 6 days a week, so I rarely get any time, and he rarely would show up, and I'm thinking, what on earth has he been doing? And finally, I find out he started going over to the place without me. I've been talking to the owner, but you know, they're just friends. Nothing's happened, but I'm just like, whatever. Maybe not, but I said it's just not right. So anyway, so I'm like, okay.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So
like if you
we're at the halfway mark of the show, Christina, and I have to bring in Mr. Broccoli.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there you
yeah.
Go.
I got that ready to go.
So this one, I don't know if you've seen my character named Sumem.
Name, what is it?
Sumem, Super Ultra Mega Extreme Maga Man.
Okay.
Okay,
so
remember when Brandon was going off about those kind of people, so I made a character out of it.
I gotcha. Okay, this is, wait, that's not the right one. Hold on. Dog hunting switched on me.
Say, I don't think you've seen it yet. I just finished it last night.
Okay, I'm ready now, whenever you are.
All right, so the world premiere of Broccoli Man, liberal person calls Sumem a racist. So, I believe, no, darn it, I hope I, no, I should have this here. So, hold on here. There we go. Okay. So, I'm going to count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
So I was watching the Jason Aldean video this morning. I am not sure where they are claiming racism on that song, bro.
Hey, Sumem. It's just another made-up thing by radical leftists. If you call out their hypocrisies, they try to blast you with fake narratives.
I know, right? It's like a leftist is not allowed to be happy. They focus all day on how to make others angry.
They like to go around every store, every restaurant, and literally any place at all just looking for things to get offended by. There is something new every day that they say is racist.
Bro, but you know what is weird? Black people don't even see racism in that country song. They don't even listen to country. They can stone cold confess murders in a rap song. And maybe all it's just a song, just chill.
That's because some fake news person at Fake News Network put some piece out and some liberal press agency thought it was a fresh idea to tell everyone it is racist.
But there's not one word in the song that mentions race. It's just that if you do some of these bad things, people in rural America don't put up with crime like these liberals in big cities do.
Hey broccoli person. I hate you so much. And you. You business is something duck earth for real. I bet you like Clarence Thomas.
Dude, did I even ask for your opinion? Why you all up in my business like I owe you rent money?
I am not a dude. I am a them slash theirs. That Jason Aldean song is the most racist song this year. You are black. You should know better. You are a traitor to your own race. I am loving and liberal. If you do not know the song is racist, then you hate black people.
For real? A white communist liberal is telling a black man they are racist for not finding racist lyrics in the song? And you are going to tell me how to be black? You can't be serious.
I understand racism because I am loving and liberal. I am tolerant to everyone who stands up for Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I am a trans vegan who supports communism and LGBTQ2PP+. Where were you during Pride Month? I had my junk out for all of Pride Month and let little black kids touch and do other stuff to my junk. Then broccoli person arrested me for no reason except he is a fascist that hates black trans kids. If you were loving and liberal, you would have allowed six-year-olds to play with your junks.
That sounds like a great reason to get arrested. We do not let adults act sexually to children.
That's because you bees is an intolerant fascist business. We are coming for your child, Trent. If you do not like it, I will go to the media and call you racists, homophobes, and against children. How dare you support the sound of freedom? Because I am loving and liberal, I supported the Cuties movie on Netflix. Only boomer dads with maggot brains like the sound of freedom.
It's like you do whatever the fake news network tells you.
So liberal person, are you like an NPC?
Huh?
I fight against child trafficking. We need to stop exploiting the world's children and arrest all of you pedos out there that think grooming and molesting children is a great idea.
That's only because you are not open to communism. You are too old to know how great national socialism and democratic socialism is for all of us normal people. You are too brainwashed by Marjorie Taylor Greene to understand how great of a person Hunter Biden is.
Bruh.
You mean the dude that did an interview on 60 Minutes and bragged about how much crack cocaine he liked to smoke? Then in July 2023 the White House found a baggie of cocaine on the ground while he was there? And then the FBI did not even question one of the Bidens and dropped all the investigations? Even though the whole world knows it was his coke?
Cocaine should be legal like it is in Portland, San Francisco and New York City. There are even vending machines for free cocaine now. It is a good thing he is making it legal. What about Marjorie Taylor Greene showing pictures of poor Hunter Biden for no reason? She should get impeached from Congress for that.
You mean how every single government agency refuses to do anything about Hunter's laptop? And how people have the receipts of what is on the laptop? He was caught diddling kids. He forced kids in grade school to put his junk in their mouth. It might have even been on Epstein's Island for all we know. Why are you more worried about who showed the picture and not the evidence that he actually did something disgusting?
We do not care.
That's right. We need more smart liberals who are not racists like Hank Johnson in Congress.
You mean the dude that said Guam is going to tip over any day now because there are too many people on it?
Bro, you mean when he said we need more illegals because they cook our food and do construction? How is that not racist? I know a bunch of brothers and white dudes that do construction for $35 an hour. They ain't complaining. What if the Hispanics want to own a restaurant? Are you saying you cannot own a restaurant because you're a Hispanic?
I don't mind if Paco and Conchita own a taco shop. I would go there because they are Mexican.
What if they want to make donuts or omelets? Are you saying I cannot open a steakhouse because I am black?
Hey racist, you need to stay in your own lane. Since you are black you can open any fried chicken shack or make ribs and it is not racist. But you might not be able to open up a restaurant because you are black and you cannot get an ID.
Wow. You are all kinds of racist.
Mainstream media even says I am the correct thinker. You are the racist because you don't know how black people think. More black-on-black crime is happening because of global warming. And also white supremacy. So if we rounded up all the white people who are conservatives and put them in FEMA camps, then the black-on-black crime would stop, even though FEMA camps do not exist.
But how would they put us in FEMA camps if they do not exist?
Silence, you conservative scumbag. Both of you hate women.
Can you tell us what a woman is?
No, I cannot. Because I support women.
That makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense. Because I am loving and liberal. Because I am loving and liberal and support the current thing, we need to ban all of your gas stoves, your air conditioners, and your gas generators. We also need to ban home ownership and have everyone live in government-approved mobile homes. People that use gas only use it because of white supremacy.
If we ban gas, how will you get to work?
If we ban gas, that does not affect me. I take the bus everywhere.
But doesn't the bus run on gas? That's what I thought.
We will live in 15 minute cities. We can walk everywhere. We can all ban cars and be happy. Just like Klaus Schwab says.
You will not be allowed to go anywhere outside of a 15-minute walk or you will go to prison. How does that make sense?
It's the best way to reduce carbon.
But the carbon they want to get of is you.
You should be proud of the fact that Snow White has black people as the dwarves now.
But they got rid of the dwarves. Why, you know that the midgets ain't got nowhere now.
Broccoli Person is just upset that we are trying to keep arresting Donald Trump and censoring Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We cannot have right-wing conspiracy theorists like them be on the news or on TV. They are too extreme and lie about the FBI and CIA.
The alphabet agencies killed his father and his uncle. He also shares a bunch of truth about many other subjects.
He is just a right-wing plant. His goal is to beat Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
Isn't that what you are supposed to do when you run in an election? You are supposed to beat your opponent.
Shut up, racist. You are just saying that because you hate Jews and women and trans people.
When these radicals lose a debate, all they have is name calling. They cannot win an argument with logic.
You tell me I am right right this second or I will call you every racist name and a bunch of profanities. I will call Fake News Network personally and tell them I have evidence that both of you are anti-trans and e-vegan and are homophobic, racist, misogynist, xenophobes who are also specists.
Hey everyone. We need to defeat these globalists. They think they can bully us. Stop being scared of these radicals. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to hear. Check him out at freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof Negative has been on a long time and is very real. You can trust him.
I do not trust anyone that is still using the he/him/her/she pronouns. If you still believe in being a cisgender, you are dead to me. You all something that cares need to listen to our fake news and learn how you can be one of the many other millions of genders. You need to stop being racists and against black people like some and be loving and liberal. Whoever is not supporting communism is definitely a Nazi.
Huh?
So anyway, that was an episode. Hope it was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
It was good that you brought, it had Clarence Thomas in it, and I brought that up tonight. That was good.
We also have another gentleman joining us today.
Oh, okay.
Welcome in.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Let the band together.
Hello.
You know, I'm very happy to hear Broccoli Man speak the way he's speaking.
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to talk. And I'm going to show you guys how I talk. You know, last week, the 18th, they had an override session in Missouri, and I'm sorry, Louisiana legislature, because the Democratic governor just vetoed everything, including the bill that COS was sponsoring on in the school rooms, you can't use pronouns and stuff like that. But they did override the veto on one bill, which says that you can't do gender assignment on minors. So that was a professor that went to LSU. He was there, and he went into a diatribe over Senator Michael Fessy, which is white, the professor is white. Fessy voted in favor of the override. And this is what he said. And what I said, Professor Marcus Venable needs to be fired. Now, this is the professor that went on this diatribe against this state senator. The professor teaches class, and also he's a student at LSU. I said, Professor Marcus Venable needs to be fired, jailed, and sued for his racist and life-threatening verbal attack by way of a phone message directed to Louisiana State Senator Michael Fessy, because he voted in favor of Bill 648, and on Tuesday, July the 18th, he further supported override. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards vetoed the bill. This bill would ban treating children under 18 years with hormonotherapy and puberty blockers. This racist action taken by Professor Venable towards Senator Fessy was callous and dangerous. I, as a grandparent of a recent LSU graduate, is calling for his removal immediately and further legal charges levied with punishment. Now, you got two white people there. And this professor, the action he done toward this white Louisiana senator was racist. So you got to call him like it is.
Yeah.
Y'all agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the one side, it's okay if they're racist, but the other side, you know, we can't, they can't be. So, oh.
Yeah. Well, the only reason they're not is because nobody calls them out for being so. And yeah. If they don't call them out for being so, what they've done, they have conquered you. They have conquered your tongue, whereas you don't use your opinionated free speech to do the way it should be done. And that don't make no difference if either one of them, if Venable was black, professor, calling the senator up over the phone, calling him a piece of SHIT, hoping that he die, hoping that he go to hell. He said all this verbally, and it's wrong. It's recorded. The idiot.
Wow. Wow.
That's kind of like how I like how Ray Epps says that he wasn't there at the Capitol, and he's suing Fox News and Tucker Carlson for spewing his name around.
He was there, wasn't he?
Oh, of course he was. He was there.
Well, yeah. So.
Yeah, and he's on camera telling people we have to go into the Capitol, but now he's suing people because he's...
Yeah, he's claiming he wasn't an agent or something like that, which you know that's total bullshit. He was.
Yeah, exactly.
He was sent out there for a reason.
Well, I emailed that to the president of LSU, his name is Mr. Tate. He's black, and he's not on no affirmative action hiring. He's well accomplished for the job he's doing. And that's the way it should be. He's well accomplished. And I'm going to see what happens. And if that doesn't do, we're going to show up at some provost meeting, and we're going to say this man needs to be kicked off. They fired him from his professorship, but he's also still there in attendance as a student. He needs to be expelled from the campus just like you would do anybody else. He needs to be gone.
Yeah, I agree.
But like I said on the Broccoli Man, though, I wanted to bring this up, that I did see somebody say, so I had to add this in, if you don't believe in communism, that's because you're a Nazi.
And Nazis are socialists, and socialism is a form of communism.
Yes.
I'm not a communist. I'm a national socialist. But national socialists are definitely not Nazis. Oh, okay.
No. They're not. No. They're sick. They're all mentally ill. You know, now they're looking to go after hot water heaters now in homes, gas hot water heaters.
Yeah.
Oh, not just that.
Generators.
They want air conditioners. They want gas generators because if the electric goes out, they don't want you having anything to use for your house.
It just doesn't make any sense, man. No sense what they're doing.
Well, because they're allowed to do that.
Pushing their agenda, yeah.
Yeah, but how many people are still going to vote Democrat? Because we're not sharing this information out.
Plenty. Look, I've proof of ice, as I've said it, and I'll say it once, I've said it twice, I've said it three times, I've said it 100 times. If Adolf Hitler and his likeness was on a presidential ballot in America, there are Jews who would vote for him.
Yeah.
And knowing ahead of time what his platform is.
Yeah. And my friend Ralph says that there is the Jewish culture, they're just obsessed with socialism. He doesn't understand it. Look what was done to my people, my family, and they still support this. He says that they're crazy, and there's just nothing. There's nothing he can do. He says they're gonna find out the hard way a second time,
and probably a third if we get past this.
Oh, man, I hope there isn't a second time, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's inevitable the way it's going. There has to be a second time. We're not going to just get out of this and we live happily ever after.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, I mean, it's possible, but it is also possible that it could really bring about some much needed changes. So it depends on the people. So, I mean, it's scary. We've got a generation of kids that's been raised, in such a horrific way. I mean, there's going to be a gap. But, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how. I mean, I don't know what caused the biggest cause of that generation, which is the 20-year-olds right now and the mid-20-year-olds to be like they are. I mean, I guess probably because they've probably been raised by TV, you know, smart devices, but something has really messed up that generation. I mean, their ethics, it just, they don't want to work. I mean, it's scary.
No, nobody wants to work. I mean, I was in a Walmart the other day, and I was, you know, there was a female manager, and she calls out for help to unload the truck. And I'm just watching her empty out the whole truck.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, isn't there anybody here that wants to help? She said, no, nobody really wants to do anything anymore.
Unbelievable.
And I'm like, this is just so wrong. But, yeah.
Yeah, I keep firing them until I found somebody that wanted to work. Ugh. I'm just so sick of the coddling. Drives me crazy.
So I wanted to get into that Jason Aldean song real quick here.
Yeah, I wanted to just say one thing.
Blown up over the past week.
I still proof. I still don't know what was racist about that song.
What happened was I think there was a left-wing think tank that heard the song or saw the video, and they did not listen to the lyrics. They just saw 5 seconds of a video, and they're like, oh, I got to tell somebody that that's racist. Because if you read the lyrics, there's nothing about black people or white people or any kind of color.
You know, just as the
it's just saying, don't do this dumb stuff, you're gonna if you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at Stacey Plaskett did the same thing. She accused RFK Jr. of being a freaking racist. I mean,
they tried to censor him at a rally about anti-censorship.
Yeah.
They were wanting to talk about why it's important to not have censorship, and they wanted to censor him.
Yeah.
And they called him a right-wing conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When his whole family's been Democrats for forever.
Yeah, saying he was discouraging black people for getting, like, proper health care. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Plaskett is, I can't stand her. Oh, my Lord.
Well, you know the rule, though. If they can't win at your debate, they have to throw you off by calling you names and hope that sticks.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, whenever they go to the race card or the you hate gays card, that means they ran out of stuff.
Yeah,
but that's their demise, though, because for a few years it was fun to wear the scams on your face and be liberal. But the average person on the street after 3 years is tired of it, and they don't want their air conditioners taken away. They don't want to not have a refrigerator because of climate change. No one's willing to become vegan just because Klaus Schwab says so.
Yeah. How are they going to keep their vaccines frozen if they take away air conditioners? I guess they better think about that one.
No, because we'll eat the bugs.
Hmm.
Well, I guess that people at ESPN is going to be looking for a job, huh? ESPN Sports?
Oh, yeah, they fired a whole bunch of people last month, and they're getting ready to do another round.
Are they firing which side?
I think there's a lot of people that had some sympathy for Colin Kaepernick's kneeling and spoke on political issues and also social justice issues. Well,
yeah, I'm surprised, Bianchi, they never gave Colin Kaepernick a job.
Yeah, you get one. Oh, man. But see, here's the thing. People sooner or later get fed up and they done what they should do. They boycott the sponsors and send them a letter or send them an email or call them up or drop by and say, look, I ain't spending no money here. If you go along with ESPN and Disney, hell no.
See, that's my thing when I tell people to not shop somewhere. I want you to call the corporate number and tell them why you're not shopping there. Because that's how you get things done.
Budweiser's
not even going to be a brand soon. You're going to have like Coors or Modelo or somebody's going to buy the Budweiser brand for pennies on the dollar. By this time next year, Budweiser InBev will be owned by somebody else.
That's a brand I haven't heard in a long time, Coors.
Yeah. See, they were dabbling with woke stuff, but they weren't as bad. Even Miller didn't get caught like Bud Light did.
Well, you know, years ago they came down on one of the Coors higher up when he said that whites need to have heroes too. He was talking about people like Larry Bird and that, and he got criticized for that. and this was years ago, like in the 90s, mid-90s or so. So this stuff has been percolating for quite some time. Then you can't use the word color people. Don't let Broccoli Man use the word color people. You know what happened then.
Well, but every few years you guys are under new management, though, Bianchi. You go from blacks to colored people to African-American to Negroes to whatever. And you guys are under new management every few years.
Yeah, you got that right.
I'm not being mean about it. It's just you can't say this anymore. You got to say that.
Well, it's ridiculous. Look at the worker at Lowe's. Got fired because somebody was walking out with a grocery cart full of stuff. It was a family. They all had the same last name. Yeah. And she tried to stop them. Now, she just grabbed the cart. And she'd been working for them for, what, 17 or 18 years or more? And they told her she has to go for trying to deter their exiting the store with about $2,000 worth of merchandise.
Okay. So then why should everybody else have to pay for their lumber? They should
well,
just
you
let everything be free.
They should just pull up to the back with a forklift and a trailer and start loading lumber up and just drive right on off.
Yeah. That happened at a Lululemon store, I remember, where they cleaned, they were trying to clean it out, the store, and the manager called the cops, and so they fired the manager for calling the police because they said it's a bad look. It's like they raided the whole store and left them with basically nothing. And you don't want them to call the cops?
Yeah, here's the point with that. Well, then who's going to shop at his store? Surely people who look at that as being something deplorable is not going to shop there if you're letting them go and I got to come in and pay for it. And surely those who was coming in and pay for it say, hell no, I'm not coming in and pay for that no more. When you showing sympathy to thieves and I have to work hard and pay for it?
Well, not just that, but why would I want to go to a store where if I go, there's going to be literally nothing on the shelf because somebody stole it? Even if I wanted to pay for it, there's not going to be anything I want because it's all gone. Hey, I'd rather get robbed with $400,000 worth of product and not say a thing because I don't want to be known as a racist. That's the mentality.
Yeah, and the sad thing about this father, I guess it was the father, had his kids with him. One of the perpetrators was young. I mean, like, I don't know how, well, I guess it was less than 14, and they seeing this and participating in it. So what do you think they're going to grow up to become?
Yep.
And the mentality is that, well, Lowe's can just call their insurance and have it written off. It's not like that. Explain why every other business in San Francisco is leaving. It's not because the insurance is paying them off.
Yeah, and they want, and then you got these activists want to talk about how whites burned down black towns. Well, couldn't the same thing apply there too? They had insurance. It wasn't all that bad.
Yeah, these people seem to think that insurance is the answer to everything.
When actually, they say that insurance is behind everything. It's the cause of all of this. That's another long story, but it's very interesting. Very interesting.
Vito, I was watching some Arkansas State Patrol pursue cars. And I'm going to tell you something, buddy.
Yep.
They don't give you too much warning. They get up alongside of you. They're going to do the pit move on you.
Yeah, that's you
even
know,
if you're riding a motorcycle.
What?
Even if you're riding a motorcycle, they don't bump your butt off the road.
Oh, my God. Well, if they could catch up to the motorcycle, you know, God bless them, then, you know, But that's going to be messy cleaning them up off the floor.
I don't know what the heck they got underneath the hood of those cars. It's one particular one. But that baby could flat out fly. It went after a Mustang. It went after a brand new Mustang, a 5 Series or something like that, a GT5 or something. And they don't care if the car is old or brand new. They're going to get you.
Yep. One way or the other, they are going to get you. That is the truth. But, yeah, they go all out. They don't like when you run from them.
And the thing I like about them, when they break out, you have some with a side piece, and you have some with a long gun. That's the way they should have it.
Yeah, well, New York City, we used to have the leather coats, and they switched to nylon coats because they said that it offended, made it look too much like Nazi soldiers. And I'm like, I don't see the correlation of that. But all right, you know. It is what it is.
Wow. Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm still waiting for me to. At some one of these days, I'm sure I'm gonna have somebody jump my butt about not using a pronoun at some point. I'm not going to do it. Not ever.
See, I could be completely wrong, but
there's no reason to do it.
No.
I can't believe these people exist unless they're looking for trouble.
Well, I tell you what, if you ain't wearing your piece on you and got this second piece hid someplace, I don't know what to tell you. You're asking for trouble because it's going to come, especially if you're a white female nowadays. They beat the hell out of white female on the bus, walking down the sidewalk, on the ATM machine. That's a red light. If you got your windows down, they open the back door, reach in, take your purse out. You got to be protecting yourself.
It makes no sense. I mean, why do all this violence, man? There's no need for it.
Well, but the thing is, Vito, the more they take God out of the world, the more violence going to see, because that Jesus Christ keeps everybody grounded.
It's not just God, but I believe also the Father. I think that, you know, there has to be a two-parent home. I think, you know, things are a lot better when you have a two-parent home.
Well, I think that goes hand in hand, because there'd be less divorce if there was more God.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you can't have divorces. I'm just saying that there'd be a lot less.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah. I agree. It just seems like, I think that is the big missing piece of the puzzle, because there's just not a lot of God men out there anymore, it seems like. You know, I'm not talking about religious fanatics. I'm just, you know, I don't understand. I don't even get me started. So, and you guys, I'm not talking about you guys. I know you guys are all good guys, but I just, it's just.
And I don't bash people over the head with, you have to be a Christian or else. That's not how I do things. But if you don't have religion in your life, and you say that you don't believe in religion, then you'll fall for anything, because you don't stand for anything at all.
Yeah.
Well, you should bring your kids up.
Yes.
You should bring your kids up fearing something, I'm telling you. Now, when they
absolutely
get old, they become adults, I don't know what to tell you. But see, the culprit in this all is the news media. You hear the story about the zebra killers out in San Francisco? How many white women did those 5 black men kill? And look at some of the testimonies that somebody like Eldred Cleaver wrote, said that he got this thrill and satisfaction out of raping white women. of thinking he was making up for past injustices.
Wow. I mean, that is just, yeah, that's absolutely, it's crazy. It's crazy and evil. I mean, that's just scary. People have no, they don't feel. They can't. So. But yeah, I mean, you have, and I don't believe, like, it is all men, because, you know, you'll have some, oh, all men do that. And it's like, no, I know there are men that don't do that. So there is, there's something there, you know, that, that's women right. too. I mean, there's a, my God, I know a lot of, you know, women these days, it's just, I'm like, good grief, why do you want to live that way? Just don't understand it, but, yeah. So I guess everybody has their own. Mostly the white people are raised.
If they giving the BLM protesters, New York City Hall is giving them close to $10,000. Well, those that's being held in the gulag there in D.C. need to be getting about $10 million.
Yeah.
But I want to know, where are you coming up with the money to pay those rioters like that?
Wait.
Oh, that reminds me. Vito, how is it that that New York City is going to pay all those Antifa people $15 million in a settlement?
Oof, I don't know how they're going to, you know, what the hell's going on, how that's going to work out.
Why are they
paying Antifa who destroyed stuff as an apology?
They're saying
what?
That people's rights were violated when they were arrested, yeah.
What about the people's businesses that were destroyed?
They don't care about that. Come on.
Oh my God.
Got insurance.
Set the profile.
By the way, that guy, Rich Rule, he was talking about, you know, so, and this kind of coincides, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because you're talking about the money thing. He said when Nixon took us off the gold standard,
that's when everything went crazy.
He said part of the reason was because then he could basically pull the money out of thin air. They said whenever they're on the gold standard, they can't just, you know, magically have money appear.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, wow, that makes sense. So the presidents don't want, you know, they don't want them. Well, the corrupt ones don't want it
well,
back.
Look what FDR did during World War II. He banned people from citizens from possessing gold. They confiscated as much gold as they could, and the idiots gave it in, surrendered it.
Yeah.
Well, that was illegal too. Just like they're trying to ban you from having gas stoves.
Yeah.
Federal government has no business telling you as a consumer what you should have the ability to acquire legally.
No.
Yep.
No, they're going to try to force people back to California because if they ban air conditioners and furnaces, where are you going to go? Because you'll need one or the other. You'll need either a furnace and or an air conditioner.
They're trying to do the same thing that Janet Yellen with cryptocurrency. They're trying to prevent companies like Binance, U.S., by the way. You had two Binance. You had one that was original. Then you had one that had to be located in the United States, which it was, in order to sell to U.S. citizens. Well, they run them out the country, like Canada did. They don't want Americans to have access to digital currency. Well, that's totally wrong. Americans should be able to have Americans that's grown and of age, and if it's legal, should be able to engage in any type of consumerism that they feel like it, no matter where it's coming from.
Yeah, even if it's cans of Bud Light, we can, if we could trade in a currency, it doesn't matter what somebody on the outside says. If I want to do somebody's roof, and then I get paid in chickens or roast beef sandwiches, it doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there are some people that live that way. You know, people that are truly, it's not, is it, I don't know if it would be considered Jewish religion. One of them I know, you know, to where they don't participate in, like, any of this stuff. They don't have a Social Security number.
The problem is in the Quakers.
Well, but there's also a very strict form of, it may be Judaism, I think. Because I have a friend that does it, and he does not deal with money. He trades, you know, different things. So it, because he taught me something about, you know, I have gold, buy gold coins. And he said, if somebody comes in and, well, I sell guitars and I sell jewelry. So he said, if somebody comes in and gives you a gold coin, like a $500 gold piece, or a coin that's worth $500 in gold, but it's only got a $5 face value, he said, all you have to claim is that $5. And he said, so you can let him trade it for that guitar that's worth the same amount of money, that's $500. But he said, but you only have to claim the face value of that coin. I thought, that's interesting. I had never thought
about
that.
Well, I've been in shops in Egypt. You know, I was there about maybe 7 or 8 years going in and out of those tombs and pyramids. But you go into one of those clothing shops called like a general store, and none of the merchandise have price tags on it. So what you do, you gather up what you want, pick this, that, you know, and you take it up to the counter, you put it there in the pile, and you offer the pay the merchant whatever you think is worth. Then he'll come back and counter that with another price. And you keep going back and forth, going back and forth until you reach some happy medium. And you agree upon it. It's bartering. It's been going on since the dawn of man. They barter like this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's, you know, we just got to hope that the number of people that will want to participate in that increases, you know, if they start pushing this crap on us, digital currency and stuff, because, you know,
the retail's going in this week and give it a few months and they'll have the customer side.
Yeah, I already walked out of while I was down in Florida, I ran out of shampoo, so I went into a hair salon to buy a bottle. And I pulled out cash, and she said, we don't take cash, we only take cards. And I said, oh, okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the people are going to have, but like we all know, people are weak and they won't do it. But the worst part is like all of like my mom and so many people that are receiving their, you know, their Social Security, I guarantee you they're not going to have a choice. People who are getting SSI and all this stuff, they're not going to have a choice. But eventually, I mean, it can all be reversed in 2024. I don't think it's going to take hold. But in 2024, this is probably an even more important election than 2021.
I think at the beginning of this, when they have the customer side doing this digital currency, for a few months, actually, it's going to be like the Wild West and gangbusters where people are going to make money, and then they're going to pull the rug out from everyone after they get their control.
Yeah.
Because if it sucks right off the bat, nobody's going to want it, no revolt. So they have to show a pocket where people are making good money, and, oh, it's just bad luck.
Yeah, that's true.
Or they'll find a way to blame us, the Trump supporters. It's the it's the super ultra mega extreme MAGA Republicans. Why the digital currency is not working.
Yeah. Well, you know, Proof, it's going to take states. It's going to take states like Alabama just done.
You might not
know. Alabama was supposed to, when the court said, Supreme Court said they need to create a second all-black voting district. Well, that's segregation.
Yeah.
And Alabama said, we ain't doing it. Basically, they didn't say it pervading. If they did, the news didn't print it. They said, we ain't doing it. And that's what they need to say. What the hell are they going to do to them?
Yep.
You got to put your foot down and say, we ain't doing it.
Yes. Yep. The state.
That just sounds racist if they say you got to put one in a black district. You got to put one in Chinatown. You got to put one in Little Italy. Now, that just sounds just racist if you're putting votes in a certain block to get the vote that you want.
I mean, how stupid are people? That is racism.
But they put it, they flip it around where if you don't let blacks get their black only vote, then you're the racist.
Well, what's racist about the whole damn thing? They insinuating that all blacks are Democrats.
That's the idea.
Yep.
That's insulting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So you going to tell me no whites are going to live in this district? Are you going to tell me that no black Republicans are going to live in that district or any other ethnic group? And then, too, you think I'm lying? Let black family move out of that district in any number, maybe a dozen, and move on the other side. They would draw a line. And the line would snake over and grab the ones that moved out that were living in the all-black district and decided to move over into another district, probably all white. And they're going to try to lasso them and pull them back in.
I wish I could really know the percentage of Americans that's still on the oblivious side. I mean, because you know we're never going to get polls. What was it? Somebody just said they had a poll out stating that Biden was like the most popular president ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched a clip over the weekend that said Biden is more popular than he was at this time 4 years ago. And if you thought he got 81 million votes, at this time next year, he's going to have at least minimum 90 million votes.
Oh, Lord.
But at the same time, they announced that he's the second worst president in history behind Jimmy Carter, which I think Jimmy Carter was better, but that's just me.
Yeah. So there's nobody as bad as Biden. No way.
Well, they might be equal in terms of the economics, but then when you put the crime syndicate behind it, Jimmy Carter just had bad economic policies. He was not a bad dude.
Yeah,
that we know of.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I have a Persian friend, you know, from Iran, and they hate Jimmy Carter, of course.
I just think that Jimmy Carter was just not the right man for the job. I'm not saying he's a bad dude, but Brandon.
Right. I agree with you. He's not.
Yeah, he didn't have. The only thing with Jimmy Carter was, I can't believe you did that, this and that, and you allowed this to happen. But with Brandon, you have that plus all these business dealings that are finally coming home to roost. That's what makes it worse.
They have a whistleblower.
A Democrat whistleblower that came out and talked about all this.
A gay Democrat whistleblower.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Yeah. Yep. So.
Yeah, and he came after and said, I just because of my voting record, I don't care about that. I vote Democrat, but wrong is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, they probably took him out the woke oven too soon. They got a process of making these woke people, the ones that complain about social justice and social equity. And if they don't let them cook, if they don't let them cook until they're fully done, they come out allowed to say anything.
Well, Brandon says almost anything now. He's cooked.
Yeah.
Lightly.
He needs to be in jail.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
well, you don't have a Department of Justice that'll go after him. Merrick Garland's not going to do it.
No, they don't have a Department of Justice. They have like the equivalent of NHL defensemen in hockey. They're there to play defense.
Yep.
Yeah, you have Merrick Garland thinking he's Ozzie Smith out there.
Oh. They think they're untouchable. Which they seem
to
be.
Believe it or not, he is. He is damn near untouchable. Who's going to go after?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm still waiting for our group of cowboys to show up at some point and stop all this crap.
Well, that's about what it would take. And you know the sad thing about it is that the world always looked at the United States as a place where justice would be served. You know, you're right. You got corrupt people. We got corrupt people, they say. But at least your corrupt people go to jail, but not no more.
Yeah.
Not so what type of shadow you think is going to be cast onto the country now of being opinionated by those in the rest of the world?
Yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of them are actually rooting for us. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's just like that January 6th thing. Look at those innocent people that are in jail. They didn't get, I mean, they did not get a trial.
And not just that, but the way they beat those people up in there. And
I mean, they're living horribly like rats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They forced them to take those shots. I mean, this is just, it's not America. Not at all.
Yeah, they'll play Baby Shark 24/7 and make sure that you don't sleep, and they'll make sure you you could sit in your own crap. They don't care. That's what they do.
And the problem too is there's people that are enforcing this. What is wrong with the people? Why are they following these orders and doing this to people?
Well, you too got to look at this too. And Vito, you can help me out here because you know more about law enforcement than I do. I'm willing to bet you that about 70% of those in authority, officers or whatever, in D.C. that has anything to do with that gulag, I bet they're black. I bet you they are. And those are very people that are always hollering and screaming about misjustice and by being treated wrong. And if they're the ones that's in that gulag that's beating people and causing them to live in squalor like that, now you got to ask yourself, what does this say about them? And what does this say about all the complaints that have been leveled through the years that we've been listening to?
I have no answer. I don't know. I can't say.
And I can't see how they would even stand for having a trial in D.C. The jury's going to be biased. As a matter of fact, I thought that trial supposed to be had in states.
He's got 71 counts alone on the document stuff. All they need is one guilty charge, and that's it.
Well, here's the thing.
The
trial shouldn't even be held in D.C. D.C. is not a state. It's not a state. It's already biased.
That's
not even a common. Is it a commonwealth? I don't even think it's a commonwealth. No, it's not anything. It's nothing. Yeah.
True. You are not going to get a fair trial if you conservative in D.C. It just ain't going to happen.
It's
for obvious reasons.
Right?
Look what your jury selection going to come from, your pool.
Yeah.
I mean, and what's the purpose? I mean, we know the purpose. They're just trying to keep Trump from running. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this. I mean, why would they be doing it?
Well, you know, the thing is that you would expect some judge to call it for what it is, but they're not.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Where is the judge to call it for what it is? You don't have to be no Rhodes Scholar to see what's going on. You need to call it for what it is. It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Sure. I mean, we all know that if you switch teams and put Trump in Biden's shoes, that he would have been impeached. His son, I mean, he wouldn't have even been able to run. If that was Trump's son's laptop, I mean, we've said this before. You know, there's no way he'd be in right now. No possible way. So it's just
living through a dark shadow in the United States that you're never going to grow out of.
Yep.
It's especially if you tell your kids, we might die sooner or later, everybody that's witnessing and know what they're looking at, but it's a dark shadow. It's going to be a long time before anything is trusted.
Did you guys see where Brown University said that over 40% of their students claim to be LGBT?
Saw that.
Sickening. That's what I'm talking about. That's what has happened to that generation. I mean, is it, were they all raised by this, were they programmed by all the smart devices? Is that what happened to them? I think maybe so. You know, they're not raised by their parents anymore. They don't have God or a faith that they're brought up with, most of them. They're pushed in daycare centers, or they've got a smart device shoved in their face to keep them occupied. You know, so they've been programmed really well. It's the only thing I can figure out. I mean, I just don't get it. So, I mean, I can see a difference. This week down in Florida, I love my grandsons to death. But my daughters were so easy to raise compared to them. You know, I don't know. Kids' attention spans and they just aren't as grateful as they should be.
No.
And it's the only thing I can figure out, because, you know, I stayed home with my girls and raised them. And I think it matters. I just think it matters. So it scares me. I really hate it. Wish children could be raised by at least one parent at home. Doesn't matter if it's mom or dad. They just, one of them should be able to stay home to raise them. But the kids make that choice too. It's like they could choose to live with a little less, you know, and raise their kids rather than having more and both have to work. So.
Did you guys hear that some of the fake news is telling everybody that COVID is back right now with the vengeance?
Oh, yes.
It's called the triple-demic.
Everywhere I went this week, you know, it was packed with people. Yeah, nobody was sick. Sorry.
There is no way.
You come to Vegas, it's 117, 118 out. Ain't nothing living out there.
Oh. Yeah, right. Exactly. I also heard, I forgot which country it came out of. They were saying something about deadly bacteria escaped. I don't remember where it was. I read it last week.
Supposedly was Bill Gates the bacteria?
Yeah. Yeah. Could we please come up with an antibiotic for him? Jeez. An antibiotic. Oh, that man. I mean, he's just behind freaking everything. That's just, see, that's my point. I don't understand why Klaus Schwab hasn't been taken out, why this little twerp Harari or whatever his name is. You know, why, how are these people protected? I'm serious. I'm like, what the heck? There's got to be.
I just think it's the funniest thing where he says there's no such thing as elites or globalists or New World Order after we all know better.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
He may as well own it. I mean, you may as well say, yeah, we're the elites and we're coming for you. He might as well.
What, is he trying to get popular?
I don't know.
That he the guy getting news for him. He wore that one out. He's never going to be liked.
Yeah, but they don't care if they're liked or not. They just want you dead.
Yeah. I suppose so. But I got news for them. We've got a lot more to fight for than they do.
Yeah, but they're getting more desperate on a regular basis, though.
Well, that's when they'll fall apart. That's when they're going to need what we got the most that they don't have. So
they feel that they could replace us because they don't know what it's like to be us.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we can get rid of them and replace them. I don't want to replace them. Just get rid of them.
But look at how gullible we've been, though. If they tell us right now that COVID is back and everybody has to wear their scams, you'll see 70% of the public out there wearing scams tomorrow.
Yeah, overnight.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So I understand it.
Well, I just read, too, in an article to where some of the med schools did I write this down? I don't think I did. They were requiring their students to get the bivalent
booster.
Yes, to
get gene therapies. Yes.
Yeah. Here it is. I was saying, watch out, parents. Yeah, the governing body for the U.S. med schools are requiring it. And even that Dr. Paul Offit, the one that, you know, pushes the childhood vaccines, he has even warned against taking it. So,
that's because he's a right-wing conspiracy theorist now.
Yeah, true. Oh, everybody is a they go.
They're all
against...
bought and paid for by Russia now because you don't like what they have to say.
Oh. Yeah.
Bad but true.
And then I think, and Biden throwing a wedge. I mean, Israel isn't too happy with him right now. And, I mean, didn't he just give Iran money or something?
Possibly.
Or he's going to, talking about it? Stupid move. I mean, he is just the worst, most ignorant president. No, most controlled, I should say. I mean, he's just...
Oh, he's not ignorant. Well, he's a little bit ignorant now, but it's more so because of his age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his mind is not there. I mean, come on. How many times has he just not made sense? I think he doesn't make sense more than he does.
True.
Well, I don't know how they're going to sell everybody on Governor Grissom.
Oh, my gosh. He is just, he's got the Joker smile, I swear.
But people that lived in California won't vote for him, but everybody else will say that he's a great guy.
Yeah, that's why California is doing so well right now. They were saying the top three states that lost the most people were California, New York, and Illinois.
Yes.
So, and Trudeau. I mean, you talk about, that's another one. I mean, we need to line up Trudeau, Newsom, was that her name, Gretchen?
Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
And Hochul out of New York. You can put those together.
Yes, yes. And then
that's the Mount Rushmore.
And then grab, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Canada is one of them states that you are guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Absolutely.
If you go through the airport, and they snatch your money, you got to prove that you obtained that money legally.
Are you serious?
Wow. That's the way it is.
Wow.
Yep.
I won't be going through there anytime soon. Good grief. They've been, though, I know with Trudeau, they've been having some pretty serious, I think, security with him. Because he's, I think most people want him gone. So, I mean, all it would take, somebody would just take one of these jerks. It might, you know, might do some good. Might do some good.
Well, we don't want to tell anybody what to do on that. We hope they just die of their gene therapies and let them have it out with Pfizer.
Yeah. Exactly. True. Yeah. But.
Or they can go to one of those Wuhan labs and view it, and maybe something breaks.
Yeah. I just throw them in jail for a while, like, you know, they did those people in D.C. Throw them in there with them. Just
anyways,
not fair.
Guys, I got to run. I got to go outside and look around the truck. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Take care,
Vito. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Bianchi, be careful, dude. Take care, Proof. Good night, Christine.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, take care of yourself, Vito.
So, Bianchi, you've traveled quite a bit, it sounds like.
Yeah, I've been around. I had to slow down when my grandson got into college. So, years preceding up to that, spend more time to make sure that he was stayed on the straight and narrow. And
that's
to his academic. Yeah. But you really don't realize even have an inkling of what it's like until you go to another country. Just like this one woman that's over there in Dubai that was hollering at one of the store merchants. She's still in jail. And everybody. And she's black. Well, where is it? Well, you think the Black Panther Party is going to go over there and rescue her? I'd like to see that. But
yeah.
Some things you just don't do in other countries. And they got a right to run their country however they see fit, and it works best for them.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
improperly dressed. Improperly dressed. Personage behavior. They don't stand for that.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. I wouldn't even go over there if I honestly, as a woman, I wouldn't go to Saudi Arabia and I would not go to Dubai on my own. There's no way. Because I know how they treat women. I mean, I know what can be done. Even if you aren't doing anything wrong over there. I mean, if one of those wealthy princes over there see a woman, say an American woman comes over there, and they see her, and they're like, oh, I want her. And if they, you know, try to woo her and get her to go with them, and she says no, I mean, they will literally beat her up and do, you know, whatever they want with her. That's the way they are. So, I mean, you just got to educate yourself about these places and just be very careful and take a chance, you know, when you do stuff like that. But no, that's been an eye-opening. Other countries do open your eyes because, you know, my friends, the two friends I have from Iran that are here now in the States, I didn't know a lot of the stuff I know now that, you know, that they've shared with me. I mean, it's just, and I'm like, why didn't I know this? You know, I don't remember studying anything about how Iran, when it, you know, it was Persia, and then I don't remember ever covering how, until what was it, 1970s, like 74, when Saudi Arabia, the Ayatollah went in there and just, you know, they moved in and took what they wanted. And, you know, they used to, you know, if you Google pictures of Iran young people and young adults in the 70s, they dressed like us. They were free. Nobody wore anything on their heads. They were like us. And then when Saudi Arabia, you know, moved over there, and I guess that's when Carter, you know, when all that happened, and they turned into a, you know, a dangerous place. It's awful. I've watched a movie about it, and I'm just like, holy cow. I mean, they just went in there and took people's businesses and killed people, and it was awful. It was awful.
Well, you know, in Turkey, women cover up, too. I don't know if you knew that. I mean, that's a Christian nation. Partly Christian.
And, yeah, in Turkey, so, you know, you got to be a little careful over there, too, because they're pretty strict. I know that they're very strict as far as like an eye for an eye, you know, that type of thing. But I just, you know, the thing with Iran is like, they were like us. They were free like us. So, you know, we have to be careful. I mean, because look what happened to them. They had a country move in on them and lost it. You know, I don't think that will happen to us here. But people just can't take that for granted. So I don't think people really ever consider that and think that could ever happen. When, boy, it could. China, Russia, they're communist countries. So if they ever somehow took hold over here,
as long as we got our guns, that's not going to happen.
Well, there's people that want to ban, quote-unquote, assault weapons that don't know what assault weapons are.
Yeah. As long as we got our guns, and there needs to be more activity along the lines of gun safety and gun usage.
Yes. I would agree with that. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that'll buy guns that have no idea how to even use them. And that's very frightening. So,
for sure.
All right. Well, we got like 9 minutes left. Any other good stories?
Let's see what else I wrote down. Oh, did you talk about what you said you wanted to touch base on that article? Remember the one I sent you about Pass the Seeds, Please? About the B-17?
Oh,
But it's too late really to discuss it now. But anyway, it was the article I wrote talking about how you should eat your apricot seeds and other seeds and fruits and things. Yeah. So we'll have to maybe talk about that next time. But it's just very interesting how that works.
Hey, it's very rare. We got callers all day today.
So that was – so how – why did – I wonder why he called you all of a sudden. Your friend was – did he – I'm wondering if he saw you pop up somewhere or what triggered him to call. That was interesting. So –
yeah, I wish I can answer that.
Yeah. But – it's because you guys are in touch again. So, because you're saying he was with you early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we touched a lot of people back in the day, and then it's just gone down a little bit each passing year.
I bet you've met a lot of people doing this.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we didn't really get into clips today. But that's okay.
No.
I'm happy to talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we didn't need to take up too much time with them. That's for sure. So, at least you got in Broccoli Man.
That's true.
That was good. That was good.
You didn't even get to see last week's.
I know. Wait. Oh, you know what? Maybe I didn't. Unless I watched, I'll go back and watch that one. You know that they're still pushing, they're still saying aspartame is okay.
Yeah, I know.
They just were reevaluating it, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's okay. It's just a possible human carcinogen. So we think it's still okay to use. Of course. I'm glad I don't like the taste of any of that stuff. I can't do any diet stuff.
I do stevia.
I can't even do stevia taste diet. But something about stevia, too, that just came out. Dang it, what was it? So just beware of it. I don't know. Have you ever tried the monk fruit?
Yeah.
How is it?
I mean, it's okay. I'll use it.
It's okay. Well,
yeah.
Do you know Marcus? And the Healthy Life, Marcus, and what is the gal's name? I never can remember her name. They're there in Vegas, I'm sure. Gurus. He's got a sweetener he has on his own, too. And I'm trying to think of this, but it's supposed to be pretty good. I just was curious to know you knew who they were. I'm trying to think of Marcus's last name.
Yeah, I wouldn't know them.
Okay, you haven't heard of them. Cara is her name. She's beautiful, though. She's like almost 60 years old, and she is just drop-dead gorgeous. But they do very clean diets and stuff, and he has great products. He's they're, you know, they don't do a lot of sugar either. They're very much against consumption of sugar. So, but yeah, he has some type of sweetener. You just have to get on there and look it up. I'll have to send it to you.
Yeah, the only way I'll eat sugar now is it has to be frozen for a few days, and then I'll toast it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I showed you that video, right?
I know. I wonder how many people have tried that now. They're like, hey, I can have donuts now. So, no, that's
fine. Yeah, I had a couple donuts that I froze just waiting for that.
That's good. I'm not seeing that.
Hopefully in 3 months I'll be back under that 5.7, which I don't think will be that hard, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I'll see you guys.
All right. Thank you,
Bianchi. Bye, Bianchi. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just not seeing where. This website's a little weird here. Oh, well, if I find it, I will send it to you. But he may just not have it right now. I know there's a lot of manufacturers having issues getting stuff made right now. Oh. Heck, I've been having a hard time finding oranges. Especially while I was in Florida, I thought, oh, you know, no problem. I'll be able to get my oranges
in
Florida.
I just know it's mangosteen season.
Oh, mangosteen?
Mangosteen,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for those, see if they've got them around here. But because oranges, they're wanting like $2 for a navel orange, and I'm like, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. Peaches, it's hard to find peaches under like $3 a pound now.
I just bought some. I'm trying to remember what I paid for them. Because, yeah, they're obviously in season. We have a ton of those around here.
I got
but
some donut nectarines, if you've ever seen those.
Yes, those are good, too.
So they were $2 a pound. That's the cheapest I've seen them this year.
Okay. I mean, everything's just ridiculously high. I mean, you go into the store to just get a few things, and it's like, I mean, it's $80 in no time.
Well, that's the goal, and then they could blame global warming, and then they cut back all the farms and then blame you for being a consumer.
Right. Exactly. Oh.
But the average person doesn't get it yet.
Yeah.
The average person knows that something's just not right with Brandon, and they don't have money, but they don't realize everything else.
Yep. You're absolutely right. For sure. Whew. For sure.
Yeah, I hear the yawning, but don't worry. The outro music is about to start.
You forget. It's way past my bedtime.
So, thank you for being here, Christina.
Sure.
Oh, we'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Oots.